You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are moving on now to our next segment. This is Ask a Pastor. We do have our pastor for today, Pastor Pas Momounga. He's going to be our pastor for the entire week. He's going to be answering our question. Good afternoon, Pastor Momounga, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am very well, my pastor. A bit heartbroken because of my activities this morning, but I'm okay. I'm ready, willing, and able to go through the rest of the day. Are you well, Mfundis?
I am well and great, and I'm sure I can hear from your voice that you are well.
Ah, lovely, lovely. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Let's get into our question for today. Our question for today is it ever acceptable for a pastor to leave ministry to pursue another career?
It is a tough question, Brother Podwani, but in any case, it is acceptable. And why am I saying so?
Okay.
Pastoral work is a calling.
Right.
But it is also possible that you can join it as a job that will give you a salary at the end of the day.
Okay.
But the problem that will be there, that you have got no peace of mind, and you'll be haunted by the career that you wanted to pursue. And when you realize that I'm not cut for this, the honorable thing is to step aside and to go and do something that is in your heart or your dream career. It is acceptable.
I think the question
you discover is not a calling. Yes.
Yeah, my, I think the question is for those who have truly been called. We do understand that there are people who have careerized ministry. We're not talking about those. God forbid we have any of those in our church, but we are not ruling anything out. We're talking about those who were called. If God called Pasmo Muunga, is it ever acceptable for a person who was called by God to leave God's calling and pursue another career?
In that context, for sure, it is not good. You have clarified to say someone has been called, and it will also sound very awkward for someone who has really been called to say, I'm leaving this for the other thing, unless you did not hear your call properly.
So you're saying those who are called, it's never acceptable?
It's morally unacceptable. Maybe we can qualify that statement.
Yeah,
it's morally unacceptable.
Right.
Yeah, why am I saying so? Because if you say you have been called, when you join the work, you say, I was called by God, I was convicted,
right,
convinced that this is the job that I'm supposed to do, then the question would be, what other reason would you have? What other call have you gotten from which God that you can go and pursue something else?
Mm.
So it will not be morally accepted.
Okay. So when you say morally, you are referring to human established morals, because the concept of morality is indeed relative. I need you to just clarify for me, when you're adding this adjective or qualification, are you saying as far as our morals as human beings are concerned, or as far as God's way of doing is, it's not acceptable?
When I say morality, let me simplify it.
Right.
If I come to you today, I've got a piece of cloth or a shirt. I say, this shirt is white.
Right.
Tomorrow I bring the same shirt. I say, this shirt is blue.
Right.
It's no longer white. That is immoral.
Okay.
I called this same thing this. Then tomorrow I called this the same thing something else.
Right.
That is moral right. Not moral right.
Right, right. So those ministers who have left, and we know there are many who have left the ministry pursuing careers in business to be entrepreneurs, and some have left the ministry to pursue legal practice. I can actually give you the names of those. If it were not on radio, I was going to give you the names of those ministers who left the ministry and became lawyers and business people. Are you therefore suggesting those people were never called? Because surely, if you are called, you know you are never going to leave.
No, for sure. You remember you corrected me at the beginning. When I had said, no, someone can leave if you find that this is not your call. Then you mentioned.
Yes.
That, you know, we are talking about someone who has been called.
Right, right. Yes.
Yes. So at the same time, we cannot make this interview as a is a court where we can judge someone to say that person left the work because we do not know the circumstances.
Well,
so the circumstances may be very different for each person, but here the baseline is that someone was caught.
Yeah. Look, Mfundisi, I'm talking about people.
How we define.
Here we're talking about people who leave. There are people who get forced out and they are chased out. And I don't know if we could have the conversation on another day if there's anyone who has the right to chase a called person out of their calling. But I'm talking about those who willingly decide, I no longer want to be here. Whether it is because the practice is of and yes, nearly said the practice of law, but the practice of ministry is not rewarding monetarily, or it's not rewarding emotionally or spiritually or whatever. Those who claim they were called and then they leave, can we safely say once you leave a ministry, we can conclude that if you leave willingly, you were never called?
Yeah, because you question the calling. For sure, if you say I'm called for this,
right,
then tomorrow say no, I have got another call.
Right.
This is no longer a call. Now I call someone. Then you actually, we have to raise the questions on the call.
Right.
How was that call?
Yeah. Here's my final question, Fundis.
Or the letter on.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. No, I understand. My final question, Fundis, and this is to all men and women who claim to have been called to ministry. How does this thing work? Because when we're going to say one is called, the other is not called to be a pastor particularly, how does this calling work? We know Samuel was called auditorially, and Solomon, he too heard the voice of God. We know David heard the voice of God. How about you, pastors? Really? Do you hear the voice of God? Or do you think, because I can preach, because I can quote a verse, therefore I'm called? How does this thing work?
Well, it is different. Like here, I'm in a team of, we are five pastors. And if you call each one of them, they will say how they were called.
Right,
and
right.
Calling, and what is obvious that it will be different from each person.
Hey.
But what we know that each one was called in his own way, just like Samuel.
Right.
Not everyone will receive someone calling by voice, like it is the case of Samuel.
Right.
It may be different. So even us, it may be different.
Right.
But what is key is that each one believes, holds, that I'm convicted, this is the call.
Yeah.
This is where I have to serve the Lord.
Right.
We must also mention that the call to work is not only to pastoral work.
Right.
Any work that you do, it must be a call.
Yeah.
It must be a call.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you.
What you are doing there, you must have that need, that comfort, that satisfaction. This is the work
that
I'm cut to do, the work I enjoy.
Right.
And even others who say, no.
Yes.
This person is cut for this.
Yes, yes. Hey, I'm Funis. We need to invite you to talk about the issue of calling and its biblical premise. I was tempted to challenge you on the bibliosity of your response, but then again, I remembered, we don't have anything.
No. No, it's okay to challenge me.
Yeah.
You remember during the construction of the sanctuary?
Right, right.
During the artisans who were waiting there, like Bezalel and Hur, God says, I have called them, and he gave Moses names.
Right, right.
These are the people who are going to wait to do the cutting, to do everything.
Right.
They were not pastors, but God called them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So
No, I totally agree with you, Funis. Yeah.
Yes, please.
No, you can continue, Funis. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, please. Yeah, so what I was just wanted to mention that, like, I am just to emphasize that the call is not only pastoral work, but whatever you are doing, it must be emphasized that it is a call.
Got
and
it.
Even to church members, I challenge, someone is a teacher, that is a call.
Mm.
and you are serving God as a teacher.
Yeah.
As a broadcaster there, you are serving God, yes. And you are answerable to God for what you are doing, the way I'm answerable as a pastor.
Yes, indeed, indeed. For the record, Mfundisi, many of your colleagues, many pastors, almost every of the pastors that I've worked with as a youth leader back home, as an elder here, and everywhere, people say, ah, no, you're called to be a pastor. And I personally know I have not been called. I always tell them,
how do you know?
I know because I did not hear the voice of God in my ear. For my God to talk to me, he's not going to talk to me via Pasmo Muunga. He must talk to me. If he wants to talk to me, he must talk to me. If he hasn't talked to me, he didn't call me. I'll do everything. I do what I'm doing now. You see what I'm doing? This is what I'm skilled to. He has given me the gift to do what I'm doing. Yeah, this one I can do. But to be a pastor... To be a pastor, Ibu Magazi. I want to be able to hear his voice. I want to be able to be like Moses and say, when somebody undermines me, I go to God and hear God talking to me and come back to be able to authoritatively say, this is what God says. You remember when Moses, when they undermined Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, he said, those who are on my side, come on my side. And right there, he pronounced death on them, like Peter. You know, Peter, when Ananias and Sapphira were lying to him, he didn't have to do anything. He didn't perform miracles, nothing. He simply says, you are going to die, when are you lying to this people? You think you're lying to me, but you're lying. And they died, both of them. God acts on their behalf. I want to be able to do like that. If I can't do that, no. The pastoral calling can pass me by. Thank you. Pass me by. Oh, please. Pastor. You can stay with, Pastor Muunga. You can do all of those people. Me? No. I want to be able to hear. If I can't hear you, I am not going to be a pastor. I'm going to go to my grave being a journalist. And that's what I've been skilled for. That's it.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We're going to talk tomorrow again. Once again, have a wonderful day further.
It's a pleasure. We'll link up tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.